Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today's episode 124. Today we're recycling the boxes. Get the boxes in your house, throw them in the recycling bin. No, in all seriousness, you might have read the title and be like, what the heck is this guy talking about? Well, recycling the boxes just means recently I was meditating, and one of the things that they talked about before I got into the guided meditation portion was that we often box ourselves in, or, you know, we expect ourselves to live a certain way or be a certain way, right? You might be thinking, you know, that might stir some thoughts in your head. It did for me. You know, what are my expectations for myself? Now, for me, there's expectations that I hold, you know, my morals, and that's different for me. You know, I expect myself to respect people. I expect myself to be on the optimistic side of life, not all the time, but as most as I can. I expect myself to treat everyone as I would want to be treated, just simple things like that. But there's also things that I box myself in with. You know, sometimes I box myself in that I have to always be positive, you know, that I have to be the certain person that I'm trying to portray. But in reality, I'm just another human being just trying to do my best. And so the meditation was saying that I was working on patience, and it says sometimes we get impatient with ourselves because we box ourselves in, or we're trying to live up to an expectation that we set for ourselves. And so I just wanted to like take this time on this episode and say that, you know, whatever expectations that you're trying to uphold that you know deep down are not realistic or that you don't want to live up to, you know, whether it's pressure from the outside or pressure from yourself to be a certain person or be a certain type of person, take the boxes out. Recycle those boxes. They're not needed, right? This life is so short and fragile, and all the cliches that I could use that you've probably heard a million times, but my main point is that you can be whoever you want to be, and you can do whatever you want to do, as long as, you know, as long as it doesn't, you know, harm other people or interfere with, you know, other people's you know, rights and freedoms and stuff. But you really can, you know, be whoever you want to be every single day. And, you know, there's going to be expectations from society and from other people and people close to you, people that you've never met before, groups of people, from yourself, right? There's expectations all over the place, and it can be really easy to be impatient with yourself if you're not living up to these boxed-in expectations. Some of these expectations you know are put upon you. Some you might not even see or recognize until years later, or until someone else tells you or helps you recognize, you know, hey, you know, you don't have to be that type of person. So I know this is going to be on the shorter side of an episode, but it doesn't mean it's any less important. It might seem like a simple thing to not box yourself in, to not, you know, judge yourself or become, you know, impatient with yourself if you're not living up to expectations that have been put upon you. Now, this is a cultural thing. This is it can be dependent upon where you live or who you surround yourself with, and I recognize that. You know, I'm not saying that you need to tell everyone off that is trying to set expectations for you. Some expectations from other people come from a place of love, but they're just not who you want to be in that moment. And that's okay. I just wanted to send this out as a gentle reminder that, you know, you don't have to be anything. You can be whatever you
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You want to be. And that may feel different at certain times in your life. It certainly has felt different for myself. Who I wanted to be 2 years ago is a heck of a lot different, almost 180 degree turn, than who I want to be in 2 years from now and who I am right now. So I think without boxes and without expectations put upon ourselves, there's just so much more room for growth. And there's more space to be empathetic for other people, you know, because I want you to think about try to think about right now, what are some expectations that you're putting upon yourself? You know, I know for me, like I had mentioned, one expectation that's very clear to me that I can think of right off the top of my head in this moment is that, you know, always being positive. You recognize, as you've listened to this podcast, and if you follow me on social media, I like to spread positivity. It's something that inspires me. It makes me feel connected to other people. But I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I'm not always okay. I'm not always happy, as you could imagine. You've probably seen me sad sometimes. I've talked about how I cry. Ooh, that's a big secret, right? I cry, you know. I'm making light of it, but I'm serious in the fact that, you know, I'm not always okay. And that's a hard expectation for me, you know, to feel worthy of not feeling okay. I'm going to be very transparent. A lot of the things that I tell other people, I don't tell myself. And so it's an expectation, you know, it's an unrealistic expectation for me to always be optimistic and positive. You know, I need, you know, for me, it's reframing my expectation that optimism and positivity is a lifelong journey for me. It's not something that every single moment I'm taking a breath, I need to be, you know, I'm going to try my best, but I'm working through things as well. So that's an expectation that I've set upon myself that I'm trying to recycle that box. I'm trying to get out of that box, and it's disappearing as we speak. So I want you to think about gently, without judgment, please, because if we're going to judge ourselves, it defeats the purpose, and it's easier said than done. You know, but without judgment, think about expectations in your life. Think about where they come from. Think about what value they bring to your life. If you can't think of the latter, you know, the last thing, the value that this expectation is bringing, then I think it's time to recycle that box. Take it out. Don't think about it. Because without expectations, like I said, we're able to open up more space for empathy and growth. And those are two amazing things. So as we move on throughout the week and the months and the years, and just as we go about life, don't live by the expectations. Live by the growth that you want and to truly be who you want to be. It's not as easy as you know, it's easier said than done. For different people, it's going to be a lot easier said than done. But just a gentle reminder that in your own space and in your own head, you can be whoever you want to be. And it's a beautiful thing. And I highly encourage that we all just be ourselves. And we encourage other people to be themselves and give them space for growth as well. So please take care of yourself. Remember to be kind, be positive, be yourself. Remember that Black Lives Matter. And remember, as we move through Pride Week, that, you know, the LGBTQ plus community is here to stay. They're always going to be valid, and they're humans just like everyone else, and they deserve respect and love. And so remember, as we move through life, that trans lives matter, and that let's just let people live. You know, let's live and let live. So I love you so much. Thank you for listening, and please take care of yourself. Until next time.